WMFO Medford. Music right there from The Rentals, My Summer Girl, off of their 1995 debut album, Return of The Rentals. I've always been a big fan of the name of that debut, Return of The Rentals. And that was ending my, well, you know, the whole show is summery and what have you, because it is summer. But that was my specific summer American fireworks kaboom set, I suppose. Martha up ahead of that, Ice Cream and Sunscreen, a summery song from the UK band's fantastic 2016 album, one of my favorites of the year. Blisters in the Pit of My Heart, Ryan Adams doing Firecracker, great track from the musician's second album, Gold, which was released back in 2001. Oh man, that was, where's time going? Waves up ahead of that, King of the Beach, title track from their 2010 release. Great summery jumping in the car and driving song from Nikki and the Corvettes, Summertime Fun. And that's from the Detroit band's one and only album, 1980s, Nikki and the Corvettes. The Decemberists up ahead of that, July from their great 2002 release, Castaways and Cutouts. And kicking it off with fantastic cover of Tom Petty's American Girl by Austin, Texas band Cruiserweight. I love that cover. All right, my friends, we are rolling into hour two. Thank you so much for being out there with me. I'm having a great time. And it is time for the WMFO and Music Savage Show Song of the Week. I am so excited about this next song. It's from Meadowlark. I love this track. Their new album comes out today. It's called Postcards. It's their debut album. I pressed play on this a week or two back, and then I listened about 100 more times. I love this song of the week, and I hope you do too. It's from Meadowlark right here in the Music Savage Show.
I come alive when I'm safe outside, in a hive where the bees can't take flight. Oh my God, you're here tonight. It's not so black and white, and I see you smiling, but I felt so
Or the one that they put in the paper on page 4 that struggle, the love, the karma. You're not alone, this right here is for all us. I know you're feeling like. So get up, get up, get up, and let's go.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire. The clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
Music Savage Show. Little fluffy Music Savage Show. Music right there from the Orb. Little fluffy clouds. That one's going out to my awesome wife. We were walking a day or two ago and the sky was really beautiful. It was all these different colors, red and... wait a second. I'm just quoting this song. Anyway, she had mentioned the sky and the clouds and I was like, hey... I haven't played the Orb in a long time. She was my muse, as she always is. So I played Little Fluffy Clouds, and I haven't heard that in a while, and it was great. From 1991's The Orb's Adventures Beyond the Ultra World. And the words in that song, just in case you didn't know, were taken from an interview with singer-songwriter Ricky Lee Jones, talking about the little fluffy clouds in the sky in her home state. Music up ahead of that from Flaco Torres. If you've been listening to the Music Savage Show or following us, you know that I've been singing the Ohio-based musician's praises these last couple of weeks since I've discovered him. And he's just phenomenal. I'm a big fan, and I'm trying to get the word out here in the Boston area. Played you a new single called Nobody Knows, and that, again, is the new single from the Akron, Ohio-based musician's upcoming EP, which is called Again. It's out July 7th, and that track was featured in the Netflix movie Barry, the movie about Barack Obama. The trailer that came out featured Nobody Knows, and people kind of went bonkers for it. They're like, what is this? Who's playing this? I want to know this. Flaco Torres took that out, that song, and put it on his upcoming EP. The whole thing, from what I've the music I've heard from, again, is great, and I'll be playing it here on Music Savage Show, but you should get it and buy it when it comes out July 7th. Church is up ahead of that. Bury It, it's one of my favorite songs from the Scottish band's 2015 album, Every Open Eye, which was also one of my favorite albums of that year. The track features Hayley Williams from Paramore, and I heard recently that Churches are currently working on their next album, which is great. And if you've never seen them live, and you like them, check them out, because we saw them a year or two back. Was it last year? I don't know, time flies, at House of Blues, and I got my dance on. I was getting my dance on here in the booth when that song was on. Tame Impala up ahead of that, The Less I Know, The Better, from the Australian band's great album Currents, which was released in 2015, and the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week, Body Loose. Amazing, amazing single from the UK duo's debut album Postcards, which is out today, June 30th. Find it, get it, add it to your collection. Every song I've heard from this album is fantastic. So check them out. Again, they're Meadowlark. And that's the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. If you want to hear it again, all you got to do is head over to the WMFO blog, where all my songs of the week are, and they're also over on the Music Savage homepage. All right, my friends, I'm very excited about this next track. I used to call him our local musician, but he has since moved to Providence. Thanks, Michael Panico. I'm just kidding. I love you. it's Dan Blakeslee. It's his album with his band, The Calabash Club. Comes out on August 18th. The album's called The Alley Walker. And I am very excited to be able to play it for you, because radio air can begin today on June 30th. So I'm going to play you the first track, which is one of my favorite tracks on the album. It's called Johnny in June, from Dan Blakeslee and The Calabash Club, right here in the Music Savage Show.
On his queen from Macy Spring. Hummingbird and tulip caught in the opera wings. In far off fields, they sing aloud the hymn. An honest dry man leading the downhearted on the road to lift the curse. In far off fields they sing aloud the hymn. Belong.
leaves you lonely out there, drifting on the plain. Your heart's an empty canyon, no escaping from the pain. Suddenly, a voice blows out your back. Japan plan.
Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
Just like southern thunder to try to rain over the dead. When the sun comes, let it bake us. One warm wind could blow us down. They'll discover our hands holding on. Kiss like golden masks and replace the turquoise stolen from my eyes. With the reflection of you standing under clear blue skies. I have seen unallied armies conquer greater men than me, and then cast them like calypso to the center of the sea. Even in Lost Lady's Dance, the end is just as deeply felt. When they see through glass but darkly, their reflections start to melt. Tear those columns down till the twinkling bells sing homespun lullabies. And the red dawn that surrounds you becomes clear blue skies. Stay right here and let the sun sink low enough to make our shadows long enough to reach the city lands. But if we wait too long, the night can just erase us, and there's no way to escape that but with time. Sand flowed just like gold dust through our fingers and our toes. You could almost feel that burning wheel from where the highway rolls. If you see the rooftops glowing, it's just palaces downstream. It's not worth the curse, whirlwinds are worse to kiss that kind of queen. And we'll drink the river dry, but let its bed rest like its own grave where it lies. Pointing either to the sea or to the clear blue sky.
Troubles at Christmas.
look up at the sky. Take the time to realize, even when you're on your own, you're not alone. I don't know.
WMFO. It's the Music Savage Show, and that was wonderful music from Julie Rhodes, our very own Julie Rhodes, as she lives here in the area. See the Sun from her fantastic album, which came out last year, Bound to Meet the Devil. You should own that album. Up ahead of that, Ian Fitzgerald, Let's Go Down to Memphis. Beautiful song from the Providence, Rhode Island musicians' 2013 album, No Time to Be Tender. And he's playing tonight in Bar Harbor, Maine. I think the place is it Lompoc Cafe? Yes, it is. So if you're in Bar Harbor, Maine, you should check out Ian Fitzgerald. He's also playing tomorrow, July 1st, which is Saturday, at Riverwalk Cafe and Music Bar in Nashua, New Hampshire, with Julie Rhodes. So that's Julie Rhodes, Ian Fitzgerald, New Hampshire, tomorrow. Do it. I mean, that's all I have to tell you. Johnny Cash and June Carter. Cash Jackson. I love that song so much. A single was released in February 1967, and it won a Grammy in 1968 for Best Country and Western Duet, for good reason. And up ahead of that, brand new music from Dan Blakesley and the Calabash. The Calabash Club, Johnny and June. It's the first track from the new Providence-based musicians. It used to be ours. I swear, if... So I just played Ian Fitzgerald, he's in Providence, Dan Blakesley is in Providence, Julie Rhodes is playing with Ian tomorrow. I swear, if these guys get together and they take Julie from us as well and bring her down to Providence, I'm not going to be having that. So again, play Johnny and June. Again, it's the first track, and it's off the new album that's coming out on August 18th. It's called The Alley Walker. And it's his second full-length release with his band, the Calabash Club. It's really good. I've been listening to it a lot. He did a pledge drive, pledge music run to put this album together. And it's overwhelmingly received a bunch of... It received more donations than I think he thought possible. But I didn't, because he's great and this album is great. And it was, you know, well worth people putting their money in. And when they get it, they're going to realize why. But I have it already, so you can trust me on that one. All right, my friends. Music Savage Show is winding down. My favorite part of the week, playing music for you all and sitting here and having a grand old time. and it goes by so fast. Let's get back into it. I recently received some new music, and I pressed play on this album, and that was it. I was a big fan. Band is called Fruit and Flowers, and they have a debut EP, which is also out today. It's called Drug Tax. Take a listen and enjoy.
Yeah. Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Consider it cheating now.
Boom. That's it. That's the Music Savage Show. Ha, how does that always go by